You're listening to SBS News.
Have you had a test before?
No.
Okay, so what we do here is we just do a nasal swab.
Dr. Vincent Ogu doesn't have any symptoms, but he's still getting a COVID-19 test. The chair of Africa Health Australia wants to lead by example to help normalise voluntary testing across African communities.
What is still lacking is that need to volunteer yourself, get tested, even if you are not showing any signs. And I think that's where we need to ram home, that there is need to do that.
Dr. Ogu is helping get that message out, especially in light of Sydney's latest virus outbreak in suburbs with high migrant populations.
Increasingly, people are beginning to appreciate that there is need to be on the side, to err on the side of caution, to take a proactive, preventive approach. But messaging, communicating, community leaders getting out that message out there to the community, because the community trusts them. Very important for government to realize that there should be community champions pushing this messaging out.
He says while traditional measures like television and new measures like websites and social media can be helpful, many minority groups consume information differently. Language and cultural barriers mean trusted sources within the community are paramount.
There is need to recognize some community champions, give them some necessary training, because they know the networks. They can get those information out there timely. They can demonstrate in a way, even in languages, and the community trusts them. Important thing here is to work with the community leaders to ensure that the people are informed, the people realize the need to get tested, even if they don't have any signs, and they need to wear the mask.
It's a job Western Sydney nurse Augustine Okerafor takes very seriously. He's been dispelling myths about the virus in his community since it first reached Australian shores last year.
People don't believe that, you know, it's real in first instance. And when even they believe that, yes, it exists, they don't believe that it is for us Africans. Because one of the misinformation is that we are immune to it. And therefore, people are not serious about it. They are not doing anything about it. I believe, supporting leaders of different communities will go a long way in helping the government, you know, disseminate this information about COVID and the precaution.
Keep safe. Jizuie. Ibqa aminan.
Nodu nkoma.
Brought to you by Africa Health Australia. Social media campaigns like this one, commissioned by Africa Health Australia, have helped spread correct information about the seriousness of the disease. But advocates are focusing efforts on updating the community about mask rules and gathering limits. Dr. Olaide Ogonjsiji, a lecturer in health at Western Sydney University, says mixed messages and the changing nature of restrictions can be dangerous.
Messages keep changing all the time. It is okay, you can wear the mask outside, you cannot wear it inside. You can have 5 people inside, or tomorrow is another, it's 10 people. Not having access to consistent message brings confusion, brings the tendency for people to guess or just to pick up whatever thing they think. For some migrant and refugee communities that may not have that kind of fluency or proficiency of English language, by the time they are getting somebody to kind of interpret or even make them to see the need for a particular message, another one comes up, becomes confusing.
Highlighting the importance of a diverse and multifaceted approach to fighting the virus in 2021. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.